So, is this album called Hopium for the Masses or Hopium for Them Asses?
I don't know, but if you say it fast enough, I don't think anyone's going to care.
So, either this album is about false hopes for the general public or it's about a French automobile for your butt. So, you decide. This is the 16th studio album, and it has been in development since Ministry's last album, Moral Hygiene, in 2021. Originally, it was to be released in August of 2023, but it's been pushed back all the way to now. So, was the wait worth it? We'll find out. Because also, I have to mention, it is believed that this is the band's last album. As singer Al Jorgensen previously said, quote, "I think it's a good time to stop," end quote. Some might agree with that, because the average listener, it feels like they've been making the same repetitive, sample heavy industrial metal songs with lyrics criticizing the Republican president, religion, and white people, such and such. Tyler is someone that, listens to AC/DC, so he knows a lot about bands that make the same album over and over again. So,
Wow,
what's
that's
your
rude.
to AC/DC or you?
Yes.
Yes, they're both. Okay. My apologies to AC/DC. So,
Appreciate it.
yeah, I'm sure they do. What's your thoughts on Ministry now? This is like your second time listening to a full album by them, right?
Yeah, the last time was back in 21 when we covered Moral Hygiene. And
Yeah,
I actually
so
did go back to review my notes from that one, and I ended up loving that album.
now there's a new one. With in all respect, do you notice like a kind of like a similarity between that one and this one?
I can see a through line, definitely. It definitely sounds a little bit of the same because I did re-listen to Moral Hygiene
Oh,
before I
okay.
started listening to this again, just to like get myself more familiar again. So.
Yeah, you love Moral Hygiene so much you haven't listened to it in the past 3.5 years, I should say. Two and a
I
half
mean,
years, yeah.
some of the like songs from that album come and go every now and again when I'm like jamming out in the car ride, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to like retell all the my back history on Ministry, but I will say that this album is similar to those two albums with like the manageable amount of tracks, because this one's 9 tracks. I think that one had 10. They keep it short, and I appreciate that. Al starts off by attacking the chauvinistic incels on the opening track, Big Dick Energy. And generic metal riffs. They come in with those subtle like organ keys he mixes in as we are treated to growling lyrics about toxic misogyny and horny little boys full of hormones and hate. And even though this topic isn't anything new, I feel like with the current state of things like abortion and women's rights, I'm going to give this song a pass on it not being too dated. But what do you think of that Big Dick Energy song?
I think maybe it's just because like I listen to on occasion like Marilyn Manson and other artists like in the industrial metal sound, but like it sounds like Marilyn Manson meets like Rob Zombie, which it's not bad, you know, but coming from just re-listening of Moral Hygiene into this, the through line is just very apparent that it's like tried and true sound. But I did like Big Dick Energy. It's I also did laugh when I finally realized that BDE stands for Big Dick Energy.
Oh, did it take a while or when he actually said it in the
I did
chorus?
not realize it until he first said it, and I'm like, oh, that's what it
Yeah,
means. Okay.
I bet if you type that up in the Google, it'll come up. I just let this song ride out and see if hopefully they'll explain it to me at some point. Speaking of Rob Zombie, I totally 100% agree with you, and I probably said this in the last review, but the whole like Rob Zombie like vibes come across on that song Goddamn White Trash, which was they first played that song back in April 2023 on their tour. So this song has been like out there for a while. And when you hear like when you compared it to Rob Zombie, you gotta understand, like you can tell how influential Ministry was to Rob Zombie sound and even White Zombie themselves first, all that. So we're not taking that away from Ministry at all, that they're the pioneers of the sound in a way, and a lot of people that, you know, Ty listens to and stuff like that were influenced by them. But I think also it's interesting, this song has like the 90s Ministry sound. Totally, it sounds like it could be like 30 years old, this song. And the intense riffs, the vocals, along with the repetitive like call and response chorus. The goddamn white trash thing. Goddamn white trash. That back and forth thing.
Oh, yeah.
But like, we get it. White guys suck. We get it. And how many times are you going to beat this into our heads every time a song? And I feel like when I said that, Al was like right behind, like, no, I don't think you get it, Jarrell. This next song is called Aryan Embarrassment. So I really got to drive the point home, you know, how bad Caucasian males are. Like, all right, man. Like, did you know there's zombies? Why did I say zombies? There's Nazis out there? So, but yeah, zombies, Nazis, they're almost the same.
Kind of same.
Mindless and following in drones. Droves, that's it. Where we're going, we don't need no droves. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on with this review, man. I'm just being weird.
I don't know.
Bring it back here. Bring it back.
I mean,
so Aryan Race, you're going to talk about that one?
No, absolutely not.
Aryan, what is it called? Aryan Embarrassment, that one.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like no matter what I'm saying about it, it's still decent sound design, but yes, we do get it. And I agree. Like, it's not a Ministry album and it's not a Ministry song unless there's like heavy overtones of like just some fucked shit about our society. Cue the gender, not Jared Leto, Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Uh-huh.
We live in a society.
We do live in a society. That's such a bold statement, man. But like this song, I will say, we get a guest vocalist. We get Jello from Dead Kennedys on this one, doing the lead vocals, which he was on the last album. You know, they hung out a lot and they collaborate together. I think they have a side product I gotta look up. But you know, it's cool he's on the song, but at this point I'm like, this album is mid to me. Mid Ministry, am I right?
Good one.
Thank you. But I feel like we're not in agreement. So now we're at track like 4 and I'm just like, this is kind of like dull. But you're feeling different, or
No, I think I'm feeling around the same way, because like the first listen to, I'm like, I kind of vibe with this, you know, their industrial sound is pretty good. But then I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, we're only on track like 5. And then I check, it's already like track 8. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So
and I definitely think that's like, unfortunately, something that happens with a lot of bands that like don't branch out from their like original sound or innovate upon it. Where it's just like that blending starts to happen between tracks, and it's all over at that point.
And it's a shame, because I don't know if we talked about this in the last review, so I'll say it for any of new listeners, but their 1996 album was when they did something different and people hated it. So that happens when a brand, we always talk about that before, a band tries something different, everyone hates it, and the next that they just pretend that never happened and they just go back to doing the same thing they were always doing. And now here we are. But I'm gonna say my mood on this album quickly improved on the next song, which was another installment of the TV song series, and this one is the January 6th edition. And you know, I love fast thrashy Ministry songs. Actually, I love any thrash metal songs. Like, just play really fast and shred. I'm in. And you know, that breakneck speed of the drumming, along with the chunky guitar riffs, the chaotic vocal samples going up my alley, man. So right when we get to that song, I'm into it. And a little tidbit for you guys out there, similar to like the Wizards of Oz movie and that Pink Floyd album, if you play this song while watching footage of the Capitol riots,
oh my god,
it syncs up perfectly.
When the crowd cheers the third time at Donald Trump, the fuck he.
Yeah, when they're sampling, I mean, obviously they're altering his voice a little bit, but you know, anytime they put a Republican in office, and you know, Ministry has plenty of material to put out. Even though I think I gotta think about it. Did they put any albums out during the Obama administration? I think they were conveniently broken up at the time. So maybe we'll see what happens in November. Will Ministry continue or not? We'll find out. Anyway, TV song number seven in the series now, but in this edition, which how did you like this one? Did you like it better than the last one from the previous album? What's your thoughts on TV song?
You know what? It was fast, it was chaotic, it was thrashy. I enjoyed it for that, but I'm like comparing it to the last album where they ended the album with TV song number six. I don't know. I mean,
Oh, this
it's
didn't live
always
up.
no, I don't think it lived up, especially when it's
Wow.
the seventh installment, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, at this point in the album, it's the first fast song, so didn't it at least wake you up or something?
I mean, I definitely noticed it stood apart from the other songs so
Yeah.
far, but.
I guess we're gonna stop there, everybody. We're gonna agree on that. We realize at that point in the album, something different is happening. Even though they've done this before.
Our neurons just blinked a few more times in that song, that's all.
Yeah. So if you are kind of bored with the ministry sound, just skip right to this song if you want. But another thing they do kind of differently with another group that you talked about. Let me see if you notice this. If you the song not It's Not Pretty. It starts with this really moody, like bluesy acoustic guitar riff, right? And that's kind of like what Marilyn Manson is doing, like newer Manson songs. Like he does that kind of like bluesy stuff on, I've noticed on more recent Manson albums. Did you, is that comparison fair to you, or did you notice anything about that song?
No, I didn't pick up on that, but I'm also kind of guilty of not listening to a lot of modern Manson stuff. Like I'm still stuck in
Okay.
like his heyday stuff, so.
Okay, so yeah, the songs you mentioned earlier sound like older Manson to you.
Yeah, like definitely that, like I don't want to say the beautiful people, but like it has like that era of Manson energy to it.
Yeah, Manson, M M N M M E, we'll call it Manson, Marilyn
MME.
Manson energy. Okay, just grabbing straws here, man.
Honestly.
And I also like the girl vocals that they had in there with the "This is the end of the world." You see that part? I thought was interesting when they put that in. But yeah, this like that acoustic guitar part is really brief. That's probably why also Tyler missed it, because it just cuts right into like the traditional instrumental that he does. Distorted vocals, samples, all that stuff kicks in, and for the most part, the album sounds like what Ministry were doing 30 years ago. All the way to what they've been doing 3 years ago. So I can't beat this point enough that you might feel like you've heard this album before. But the last two tracks, man, really sound like vintage Ministry, because Cult of Suffering, it has a really soulful like 80s groove, and like the organs and the bass lines and the female vocals, like the love it. Love it. I was getting kind of like a Faith No More vibes to that, like that late 80s. How do you classify Faith No More? I know they're more avant-garde, but they're like funk metal maybe,
I
but
think that would
more of
be a
a
good
dance,
description.
more dancier, a little more like 80s synthy, you know.
Yeah.
You never heard Ministry sound like this before. Maybe this might be too like I want to say like maybe something you would see at, like on some Broadway, like off Broadway thing. Like, what'd you think of Cult of Suffering?
I thought Cult of Suffering was pretty good. It definitely reminded me of one of their, just like in the tone, because you said mentioned like 80s stuff. It kind of called it reminded me a little bit of their one song from like one of their first few albums called Every Day is a Halloween, just because of that like the 80s like weird like funk rock kind of feel
Yeah,
to it. Yeah.
exactly. And this
So.
one is commentating on like the Russian-Ukraine conflict. You even got like Russian lyrics in there, I noticed at some point in the song. And it's not a nice. I think I could put this song on and like just do some housework, you know, like that Saturday afternoon, like I got chores to do. I just want to like dance while I'm washing dishes or everything and hear music about like war stricken countries. That's usually what I go for. But yeah, good song. And then that last song, Ricky's Hand, is a cover actually of from a British artist named Fad Gidget. Sorry, Fad Gadget. Fad Gadget. So this is what I have to do every time when we get a cover. You know what I do, Tyler? I gotta listen to the original to compare mm-hmm. to the new one. So don't know the Fad Gadget one. It has more of like an 80s English 8-bit new wave synth sound, but I think the Ministry version of this song isn't too far off. And actually, their industrial synth wave take on the song sounds like what Ministry was doing on the first album, like I said before. So, and I read that they used to cover this song back in 84, and then they started redoing it again live on the last tour. So they just said, hey, we only got 8 tracks in here, let's just record that, put that on here. And shockingly enough, it'll end up being like one of the more standout tracks in the album. But that's my opinion of it. Your first time hearing all this information, soak that all in and tell me what you think of the final track.
It was all right. It was an okay song. Did not realize it was a cover, clearly. And now all I can think of is the Disturbed cover of the Phil Collins song that I heard. And, you know, yeah. Kind of a lackluster ending for their last album. In my opinion.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I got. Any other things you want to cover that I missed that you want to talk about?
No, I think we touched on everything. Like, first half was kind of okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think we can get to our final review.
All right. So, well, Ministry Potential Final Sermon isn't anything new for the congregation. Mostly background metal with their standard topics and their standard guitar riffs. A few standouts and the limited amount of tracks helped this from being a total waste of time. So I'm giving this album a really low download this, man. I mean, it won't bother you to hear it, but I don't think you should really hit that play button on Spotify where you listed like so quickly. Just let the algorithm like play a song for you and see what you want to do from there. But as a metal fan of the two of us, what do you think of it?
There were some standout tracks, like you said. I kind of enjoyed the little tongue-in-cheek of Big Dick Energy, even though it was about toxic masculinity and all that shit.
Did you feel attacked? First,
no,
we got the Barb movie in this.
I have a small wang. Shut up and leave me alone. No. Okay. I will give him praise because I didn't even realize that it was 5 minutes shorter than the last one, but still kind of filled to the brim with political overtones. Sound design was super appealing just because, again, my brain work dumb. I'm not built different. I'm built incorrect. And I definitely noticed like a lot more influence from like older heavy metal and like especially like early in pioneering like industrial metal, which it's not a bad thing, but coming from Ministry, it's just mediocre, man. Like, and I think that's just the name of the game with them, and they got to do better. I know it's their last album, probably. But I'm right there with Jarrell. It's a low download this. Like, it's got a few good tracks, but honestly, is it worth all of your time? Probably not.
Yes, definitely. I'll say when I heard the TB song, I immediately added it to my workout playlist because it'll keep me from getting like super exhausted on the treadmill, you know? Yeah. So that's really the best one of the album, I'll say. But yeah, let us know what you think of the Ministry album if you heard it, and tell us what your rating would be as well. And in the humble words of Al from Ministry, we got something to say. There's no time to delay. It's just the price that we pay to live another day.
And I didn't even have to pull up my AK. There you go. Finish the rhyme.